boys and girls. Welcome to Alive in Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, and we're going to be spending time together learning more about Jesus and His great love for you and for me. Let's get started. Today we're reading from Beginner, Year A, Quarter 3, God is Always with Me, Week 9. If you want to follow along, you can turn to page 69, or find the picture of the two men standing at the edge of the Promised Land, their new home. Do you see the beautiful valley with a blue river snaking through it? There's a bright green lizard sunning itself on a rock. Can you point to the lizard? What a beautiful place. They look excited to be almost home. God's cloud led the people to the edge of the land He had promised them. This land would be their new home. God told Moses to send 12 men into the land to find out what it was like. Joshua and Caleb were chosen. This would be a big adventure. They were to look and look all over the land. Can you shade your eyes with your hand and look and look? They were to look up high. Look up high. They were to look down low. Now look down low. Hurry, hurry. They must go. Can you walk your fingers? Walk, walk, walk. The 12 men packed their bags and set off. Walking, walking, walking. Looking, looking, looking. Their eyes grew big. Their mouths opened in surprise. Can you look surprised? Everything looked so beautiful. The grass was lush and green. The fields were golden with wheat. There was dark, rich soil. Shady green trees waved in the breeze. Water splished and splashed in rivers and ponds. And big, purple, juicy grapes grew in the land. The men rushed back to tell Moses everything. The land was beautiful up high. Can you point up high? The land was beautiful down low. Now bend down low. They had big, big purple grapes to show. But there was a problem. Uh-oh. The cities were also big. Can you reach out wide? They had huge walls and tall gates. Now reach up tall. The people were big too. And they had very strong soldiers. Some of the men felt scared. Too scared to go into God's promised land. But Joshua and Caleb weren't scared. Oh no. God had promised that this would be their home. Can you put your fingers together to make a roof? A home. They trusted Him to keep them safe. Can you hug yourself? They told the people, He will give us that land where much food grows. Don't be afraid. Who would the people listen to? The 10 scared men? Or brave Joshua and Caleb? Oh no, the people chose to believe the scared men. They didn't trust God to help them. How sad. Can you make a sad face? God turned His cloud back to the desert. The people would have to live there for a while. He would teach them to trust Him more. God was so happy that Joshua and Caleb trusted Him, even when no one else did. God wants good things for you too. He wants you to trust Him with everything. Can you say with me, "Thank you, God. I want to trust you always." What did we learn today? God has a plan for us. When I'm scared, I can trust Him. When I'm sad, I can trust Him too. We can remember to always trust Jesus. The Bible says that God shall supply all your needs. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Let's sing our scripture song together. Let's pray together. Fold your hands. Close your eyes. Let's talk to Jesus. Dear Jesus, thank you that you have a plan for us. A very good plan. Help us to always trust you, just like Caleb and Joshua did. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This podcast was produced by the Sabbath School and Personal Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. To view these lessons, please go to www.aliveinjesus.info.